He's the perfect Father
that what? Leads us all, work through us all.
For I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live it by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It is his life. He's living in me. I didn't have a life. He gave me his life, made me a part of him. Hallelujah. He gave me his strength. He gave me his health. He gave me his peace. He gave me his joy. And he put it in his word. And the word is Jesus. And he said, you be partake of that word. And as you feed on that word is a living organism. That word is a living being. That word is a living God himself. Make alive the dead. Quicken that which is dead. Call those things, have the power to call those things which be not as though they were, because it has the power to reach in that other realm and bring it into this one. You have access to it with your faith to go into another realm in the unseen and bring it into the seen. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 7 said, and he has generously given each one of us supernatural grace. Ooh. He has generously, not scarcely, generously, he didn't hold back grace for everything you do. Grace to sleep, grace to see, grace to walk, grace to talk, grace to love, grace to be a husband, grace to be a wife, grace to be a policeman, grace to be a preacher, grace to be grace, 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 grace to live, grace to give, grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We could take off down that road and just go all night. Grace. He didn't just dab, give you a little dab. He gave it generously. Hallelujah. 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 This translation called it supernatural grace. Yes. According to the size of the gifts of Christ. I wonder what size is the gift of Christ. And then he go on to say, are y'all in the house? Yeah. Then he go on to say, this is why he says, this is why he says, now listen what he, because he wants you to know what have taken place. He wants you to understand you're in the kingdom. You need to understand the operation in the kingdom, what he has done and what he wants to do in the kingdom. You're in the kingdom so you know how to work with God in his kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You notice Jesus said, thy will be done, thy kingdom come. Yes. In earth. Well, we don't have to pray that prayer anymore. It's been answered. His kingdom has come, and when you obey God, his will is being done. And it's God's will that you have, that there be no poverty, there be no sickness on earth, there's no sickness in heaven, there's no poverty in heaven, there's no lost folks in heaven, there's no sick folks in heaven, there's no crazy folks in heaven. So if God will, there be no sick folk, crazy folk, and broke folks on earth. Amen. Now that's his will. Amen. That's his will. Amen. That's why we want to know what's his will, because people in the world of darkness, uninformed people, tell us other stuff. Uh-huh. But we need to know what the will is. Because we are his body, one with him. Hallelujah.
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 And he go on to say, he said, this is why he said, he ascended into the heavenly highest. Into the heavenly highest. Taking his many captive one with him. And gifts was given to men. And gifts was given to men. And when he said this, it goes without saying, because some people with their lack of understanding, they are divided up when he's talking about mankind. I gave gifts to men. That includes male and female. Come, female is mankind. You are mankind. You are woman. You got, and there's a male species and there's a female species. But God gave gift to men. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Taking many captive. Excuse me. One with him. What is he saying? Those Old Testament saints that was captive. You know, Jesus told that thief on the cross. You remember the story? When he was dying and said he said, Lord, will you remember me? Jesus stopped dying and said, what? This day. What did he say? This day, you will be with me where? In paradise. This place at that time, because men couldn't go to heaven. Men and women couldn't go to heaven because Jesus had at that time had not died. The redemptive plan had not been executed and worked and finished. So there's a place called paradise in the upper region of the dam where men were, where people, where they were preserved, kept safe. But after he rose from the dead, they came out of that place. That's what he's talking about. He led the captive one with him. They was captive in that place. But now they're in heaven. And Hebrews 12, if you want to read it, I don't have time to go there. Hebrews 12 tells us that they are the church of the firstborn. They were the first one that got born again. Hallelujah.
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 And so moving right along, because I want to talk about us. There, in verse 9 says, he ascended mean that he returned to heaven. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
After he had first descended from the heights of heaven, even descending as far as the lowest parts. Notice this plural again. Lowest parts of the earth. There's more than one part of the earth. There's earth, there's hell. And lost people who did not receive Jesus and they died, they're in hell right now. There's another part I know because Jesus talked about in Revelation. He said when they come before the white throne of judgment, when they come, he said, although that name is not written in the Lamb book of life, they'll be tossed into the lake of fire. I believe that's some of the results we're seeing now out of those volcanoes. Hell is real.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
And that's why we are one with the Lord. And we need to get this message to the world. We need to get it out in every available way we can get it out. Amen. Mouth to mouth, YouTube, live streaming TV, radio, you name it. They got all these different ways of carrying a message. This gospel need to hit every available means of spreading to this world because they don't know.
Hallelujah.
We are one with the Lord, and you'll see in a minute if we get there.